The history of the Northwest Coast was very. Why I became the artist I am today was that, you know, they criticized me for everything that I did, and one of them said that I hid behind color, and then I said, well, you carvers are hiding behind tradition. And, you know, it was. If you're a good little Indian in Tourism Canada, I'll show you at the airport. So it's like, let's make some welcome figures and look like we're welcoming the world to this country, into this province in British Columbia. What part of British Columbia do you not understand? The British or the Columbia part? The name of this province is a big piece of colonial bullshit, which, you know, it's like saying, you know, fuck you, Canada. I mean, where do you get off joining Confederation of Canada and then interning Indians on the longest standing war in history and still ongoing? In terms of, we will intern you forever onto reservations. This is colonialism. We're not talking about some other country. We're not talking about the United States. We're not talking about including Australia. We're not talking about South America. This is a global problem of interning Indians onto reservations as a colonial construct. We are prisoners on our own land. If it quacks like a fascist duck, if it looks like a fascist duck, it's a white fascist duck. Mm-hmm. Why hide behind something that you are not? This is the thing that I say in this world, is that quit fucking feeding this world bullshit and start telling the truth that we are a bunch of racist bigots and we fucking hate Indians. And we want them to sit on their fucking reservations and fucking die. Like they're nothing more than the oldest living internment camps in history. You know, it took this continent over 22 million indigenous peoples died to conquer this continent. So when you write the history, you write us out. You know, it's like saying there's World War One, World War Two. Does this world know how to fucking count world wars? Are you guys fucking serious that exterminating 22 million people was not a world war when the French came here, the Spanish came here, the Russians came here, the British came here?
And brought with them enslaved people from Africa to do the job.
And enslaved the native people here. So in terms of taking prisoners and making them slaves and slowly encroaching on their lands and killing them and taking this continent, you know, that's part of history that, you know, it's like a whitewash, a very glorification of somehow miraculously we created America. You know, you live by the gun, you die by the gun. You know, I have no problem with gun control in the United States of America. It's not really a problem to me. It's not my problem. You know, if they're shooting themselves, I'm happy with it.
You're pretty handy with a gun yourself.
Well, I think the Americans are doing enough on their own. They don't need my help.
Look, well, we can talk about the presidential election as an example of that.